Spangola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spangola, and I'm broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this program by visiting spangola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for articles about Sandy Hook and related topics. I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to SpangolaSpeaks.net, created by a dear friend and listener. One may listen to the audio programs, the audio files of my programs at SpangolaSpeaks.net, as well as the archives at RBN. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's Wooly's blog. blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You may email questions or comments during the program to comment@spangola.email. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spangola.com, or by visiting spangola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. October is Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, and so quite appropriately, our guest today is Brett Wilcox. His recent book is Jabbed: How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. His website is runningthecountry.com. In 2013, Brett authored Were Monsanto Feeding the World Lie After Lie, Book 1. In 2014, he and his 15-year-old son David ran across the United States advocating for a GMO-free USA and world. In 2015, Brett published the book, his second one, Were Monsanto Still Feeding the World Lie After Lie, Book 2, and they're both fabulous books. Brett is a licensed professional counselor and agnotologist, and that's one who studies culturally induced ignorance or doubt. Believe me, there is plenty of it. Through Brett's work and research, he discovered that abusers at home, in industry, and in the government use the same tactics to gain and maintain control over others. While running the current across the country, which I can't imagine doing that, but Brett and his family met parents of autistic children. Some stated that their healthy children suffered severe vaccine reactions leading to their regression into autism. Shortly after finishing their run, Dr. William Thompson, the scientist now known as the CDC whistleblower, acknowledged that he and his colleagues had buried the link between vaccines and autism. And that compelled Brett to investigate the vaccine industry, which led to the conclusion that the world's greatest scientific achievement is built on fraud, greed, corruption, racism, elitism, and tyranny. Brett is pleased to present his findings in his latest book, which I just finished this morning. I got the Kindle copy on the 5th and read like mad. Brett, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. It's so good to be here.
Well, it's just wonderful to have you on the program. Your book is fabulous, and I have lots and lots of books on vaccines, but I must say that yours is so comprehensive, and you've put I don't know how you got so much information into a relatively short book. I mean, it's not real short, but how many pages is it? It's 300.
The text is close to 300 pages, yes.
Right. I don't know how you got so much information into those 300 pages. It's amazing. You're a very, very comprehensive writer, and I just love your book. I just think everybody should be mandatory reading.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your review of the book, which is included among many other reviews in the front of the book. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome. It is amazing. And when you were talking with the people that you met, had you any knowledge or information previous to your chatting with people on your run that there was a problem?
Yes, peripherally. I had done some searches on the internet, and I'd seen that there was a connection between some of the vaccines and autism and thimerosal and autism. And I was concerned, and I was running across the country talking about the connection between Monsanto and the government and the corruption between the two. So I was not naive to the fact that our government sometimes does corrupt things. So the idea that the CDC, which many people think is sacrosanct, you know, they're talking about the CDC, these people protect our children. The idea that they would actually be corrupt and that they would do something that would harm our children, it's a really big stretch for many people. And I was talking to my son and my wife as we were running across the country, and I was talking about how easy it was to run across the country and talk about GMOs, because when people learned about GMOs, everyone was uniformly against them. They couldn't imagine that we had to go in and alter DNA just so that we could douse our crops with more chemicals, so that those crops would either produce poison or absorb poison, and then we would either feed that to our animals or we would eat it directly. Nobody thought that was a good idea. In our 6 months running across the country, we ran into less than a dozen people that opposed what we were doing. But I said to my son and to my wife, I said, you know, if we were running across the country and we were talking about the problems of the vaccine industry, it would be a very different story. We would have all sorts of opposition, and we would be called all sorts of names and put up with all sorts of abuse, because people believe in the vaccine story. They believe in the vaccine paradigm. And in the words of my book, they are members of the Church of Vaccinology. And when you denigrate a person's religion, it's not going to go well. People don't like that because you're talking about salvation and damnation. And in this case, you're talking about the salvation from germs, the vaccines providing that salvation. And when you say, well, what if there's some corruption going on? What if the vaccines aren't everything that they're purported to be? It gets people's hackles up really fast. And I have been called amazing names because I say, is it possible that the government is corrupt when it comes to vaccines? I've been called a murderer, a child abuser, an MFer, and I won't say how that really sounds, but all those sorts of things because I dare question the vaccine paradigm. So it's amazing how widely the public has bought into the paradigm and the vaccine story.
Right. Well, in your book, you mentioned a number of natural healers and people who have suggested alternatives to vaccines have been actually eliminated. And you also mentioned in your book about the how Merck had a hit list for the people that were talking against Vioxx.
Yes, that's correct.
And you also, Brandy Vaughn, who used to be who is an ex-rep for Merck, has been, well, she's experienced the same kind of verbal abuse that you have, and people broke into her home, and she's been hacked. I guess they hacked into her checking account and whatnot. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is hardball. We're talking about a multi-billion dollar cartel. And, you know, any new vaccine that comes along the market could be worth $1 billion, a billion with a B. And they've got hundreds of those lined up coming down the pipeline. And so when people come along and say, wait a minute, well, why is it that the CDC is doing this garbage can science, literally, where they meet in a room with a garbage can and they throw away the incriminating data, the data that shows that the vaccine is connected to autism? Why would the CDC have to do that if the vaccine was everything that they say it is? And there are so many questions like that that you have to be led to the conclusion that this is a cover-up and it has produced a catastrophe, you know, going off of the subtitle of the movie Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe. This truly is what it is. We've got a holocaust of vaccine injury going on in the country and in around the world. And then you've got the secondary injury, which comes when the parents take the vaccine injured kids into the doctors and say, I think it was the vaccine that caused my kid to regress. And we hear again and again the stories of doctors saying, no, it wasn't the vaccines. It couldn't be the vaccines. Or they say, what your kid experienced was normal. And I think that's true. Vaccine injury is so common now that it's become normal. And it's prevented doctors from even identifying it as a problem. It's just normal. It's what happens after kids get vaccines, and they can't see that they are damaging these kids and then further damaging the parents by denying that the injury is anything serious or denying that they had anything to do with the cause of the problem in the first place, rendering themselves absolutely unable to offer any sort of help to the parents for this medically induced autism, and then they can't do anything about it, even as medical doctors, they can't do anything about it because they can't admit that they've injected poisons into these kids' bodies that if they were aware that they were poisons, they could then concentrate on how to get those poisons out of the body, and they could heal these kids. And unfortunately, mainstream doctors aren't doing that. It's all the alternative practitioners that parents are turning to for the chelation therapy and the gluten-free, casein-free diets and all the other things that parents are trying to recover their kids.
Right. Now, you even mentioned that they were probably developing vaccines to address the vaccine injuries, the previous vaccine injuries. There's like, what, 300 in the pipeline?
Yes, close to that. I think the number's 271 last I heard.
Right. Now you mentioned that that vaccinology is really a religion, and I actually bought the book that you referred to. Who was Olivier Cirque that wrote a book about?
Yes,
about the
French
new world. The new world religion is going to be medicine, and it really seems that is the case.
Yes, and he's not the first to talk about that. Robert Mendelssohn, of course, wrote back in the 70s, the book Confessions of a Medical Heretic.
And I love that book, and I love him. He was a tremendous, full of integrity, thought back. He just walked away from vaccines, and that took a lot of courage, I think.
Yes, he dedicated a lot of space in that book to the ordinance, if you will, the religious ordinance of vaccination, and how we do look at it as a religious rite, and that it's really not science that backs up the vaccines. And he came right out and said, your best bet of staying healthy is to stay away from doctors, and there have been numerous other doctors that have made that same claim. And he talked about the religion of modern medicine, and
right.
And you know, vaccinology is just a subsect of that broader religion of modern medicine. Or I refer also in my book to the religion of scientism.
Right.
And a lot of people nowadays have left the traditional religions, and they see themselves as much smarter and wiser now because they've abandoned the religions of their youth. And what they don't realize is that they've replaced one religion with another, and the religion they've adopted is the religion of science. And people get all upset about that because they think that science delivers truth. Science is truth. And they don't realize that corrupt people can corrupt science just as corrupt people can corrupt religion. And that has happened. It is happening. It's happening all the time. And when you hear people say, what does the science say? We really don't know anymore what the science says because we're not allowed to know what the real science is because so much of the science is manipulated. So much of the science is paid for by the pharmaceutical industry that's looking for a particular result. The journals can't publish incriminating research, because then they would lose contracts, they would lose money, and the mainstream media can't report on the negative effects of vaccines because they're under mandate at their owners, essentially, the pharmaceutical industry, the advertisers, won't allow them to report negative things. And then you've even got Health and Human Services going directly to the media and saying, do not give these crazy anti-vax people equal voice. Don't let them share their stories, and don't show pictures of vaccine-injured kids. And if you do show the people, make sure that you make the moms look like they're hysterical and on one side, and then you put in some cool, calm, and collected men in white coats on the other side saying that vaccines are safe and effective. And you can do a lot to paint parents of vaccine-injured kids as wackos and people that we should not listen to. And again, that's just another form of violence. My background, Deanna, I come from a mental health background. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I deal a lot with violence. And I deal a lot with the effects of violence in my practice. Most of the people that I treat come into my practice and they have been traumatized by violence. And I have to say that the vaccine industry, is an industry that's based on violence. And this really is mind-blowing for people to consider this, because they think of vaccines as protective. And doctors will say, oh, I can't believe your kid is unprotected. And they really believe that, and you know, you can't fault them because they've been given that information from the industry. But when you inject substances into the body in an unnatural way, as vaccination is, that's an unnatural process. It's a violent process. It violates human integrity. It violates the whole system of the body when you inject all of these neurotoxins and nephrotoxins right into the tissues. Violence is taking place. Injury is taking place. And some people say, well, vaccine injury happens to a small subset of the population. And that's just not true. When you inject neurotoxins into a body, those neurotoxins are, by definition, toxic. And so the question is not if vaccine injury occurs. The question is to what degree vaccine injury occurs. And in many cases, perhaps most cases, the injury is invisible. Although I would even question that, because virtually all kids have some sort of reaction, and their parents have been taught to believe that those reactions are normal, so they don't pay them much heed. But whether the kid just gets a fever and he cries and he gets a rash, or whether the kid develops full-blown autism because of the vaccine, there is a scale, there's a continuum of injury going on here. There's a continuum of violence going on here. And again, when people are injured primarily by a medicine in this case, or by a drug in this case, and then they turn around and go back to the doctor and say, this drug injured my kid, and then the doctor says, no, it couldn't have injured your kid because vaccines are safe and effective, well, then you've got a secondary trauma going on. And this happens again and again and again. And if they say, well, sure, there may be some discomfort in your kid who's on his fourth day of doing the terrible high-pitched scream, and he's arching his back because he's in pain, he's beating his head against the wall, and the doctor says, and all those things that your kid is experiencing is normal, you know, that's just another case of denying the initial injury, which, of course, is a secondary trauma to the parents, because they trusted the doctor in the first place, and then they go back to the doctor, and they're told that nothing really happened, or that it's just normal.
Right. All righty. We're going to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Brett Wilcox. He is the author of Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. His website is runningthecountry.com. I've read a lot of books on vaccines. I've written a little bit about vaccines, but your book is just tremendous, absolutely tremendous. And I can't say enough good things about it. You were talking about the parents are told that these adverse reactions are normal, and that just makes me sick. I watched Vaxxed last Saturday, and I was so angry at the end of that movie, and I was sad by the parents who expressed their experiences. It was just, it's been a very interesting week for me, you know, just reading your book and thinking about these things. Thanks for writing that book.
Thank you, Deanna, for everything that you're doing on that front as well. Thank you.
So parents are told that this is normal, and I think a lot of parents don't even think that, even if their child does not have a reaction, if they do have a reaction, they think, well, gosh, this is normal, and we don't have to call the doctor, we don't have to do anything. I mean, there are people in prison because their babies have died and they've been imprisoned for life because their babies have died either of SIDS or crib death, and they're imprisoned. I mean, it's so egregious.
Yeah, shaken baby syndrome. Some doctors, some professionals, researchers have now linked vaccine injury to what we commonly think of as shaken baby syndrome. And we've seen that the injury really came from the vaccines, not from an abusive parent.
Exactly, yes, yes. And yet the industry is not going to come forth and provide any kind of support for these people who are in who are imprisoned for doing something that they didn't do.
No, absolutely not. You know, the government edict, I believe it's an edict, and that is that the vaccines are safe and effective. It's not policy, it's not based on science, it's a government edict, and you're not allowed to say anything that contradicts that. And also, vaccines do not cause autism. That's another government edict. And so when you've got parents who are standing up and saying vaccines hurt my kid, or you've got people in jail who were jailed wrongfully because vaccine injured their kids, the government's not going to stand up and say, we made a mistake. This was really vaccine injury. They're already sacrificing the lives and the health of millions, if not billions, of babies around the world. They're not going to stand up for a parent that's in jail because their kid was hurt by the vaccines.
Right, and you talked before about the media, and you've talked about this in your book. Now, in 1997, it became legal for the vaccine industry or for the pharmaceutical industry to use direct-to-consumer advertising, and since that date, since 1997, they have literally taken over all the advertising on television. I mean, if you were to monitor a one station all day, you would find that probably 90% of the advertisements are for drugs, or even over-the-counter drugs or any kind of drugs. It's all pharmaceutically driven.
Yes, yes, that's correct. We see that at that level. We see it at every level. When you study it, you can see it's in the media. It's controlling the medical establishment. It's controlling the government. We like to think of the vaccine program as a government program, but it's really not. It's an industry-driven program, and the CDC and the FDA and HHS, they are all in service to the pharmaceutical industry. They are acting out their roles, playing their puppet role or whatever, to do what the industry tells them to do. And if they're good boys and girls, when they're done with their service in public service, they can then transfer over to a fat cat job in the industry.
Right, and many of them have certainly done that. I think that probably those ABC... Oh, okay, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Brett Wilcox. He is the author of Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. His website is runningthecountry.com. His book is available at Amazon as a paperback and as a Kindle. I recommend that you buy it. Buy several copies. Give them away at Christmas. We have Christmas coming up. Be a wonderful gift. Now, you were talking about the CDC, the FDA, and other government agencies, and I think that probably these agencies were created just for the corporations, because they seem to be protecting the corporations more than they're protecting the people.
I haven't studied it enough to know what the origins might have been at one point. Maybe they were designed originally to protect the people and to regulate industry, but now they are protecting industry and regulating people.
Right.
And really, yeah, it's the industry now that's regulating the regulatory agencies.
Right. What a sad situation, because people really believe that the FDA or the CDC has has looked at these vaccines and they have said, oh, these are safe. But when you really look at the vaccine as opposed to drugs, the vaccines do not go through any kind of a clinical study. They don't really study them. The clinical study is what it is doing to the nation's children or the world's children.
Right. This fact alone, when you consider how vaccines are studied or not studied, really, when you consider that, the whole paradigm falls apart. Because if the vaccine paradigm was really what the architects of the program say it is, they would do the most rigorous studies, and they would publish everything in black and white, and they would proudly proclaim these things are safe and effective based on our research. And in fact, they do say that, but it's all a lie because their research is a fraud. And there's numerous things to look at to point out the fraud. One, when the vaccine manufacturers are studying a new vaccine, they study that vaccine all by itself. They would never study it in conjunction with other vaccines. And we know, in fact, that vaccines are administered 3 or 4, 5 or 6 or 9 at a time. And then the selection bias is such that they make sure that they're not going to include any sick or immunocompromised kids or people in the study. And yet, when the vaccine is released to the public, everyone is expected to get that vaccine, included the very people that were excluded in the study.
Yes.
And then when you consider the fact that rarely, if ever, do they use a true placebo in their study, and when you realize what they do, it leaves my jaw on the ground every time I consider it, because we all learned in high school what a placebo is. A placebo is an inert substance that has no sort of interaction chemically or whatever with the body, and therefore they can say the placebo did nothing, or whatever it did might have been the placebo effect, but then they compare it to the active ingredients in the drug, or in the vaccine in this case. And here we see again and again and again that when they compare a new vaccine, the placebo, quote unquote, is just the same vaccine minus the antigen. So it's got the same boatload of aluminum and all the other neurotoxins. Everything in there is the same except for the antigen. Or they compare a flu vaccine with another flu vaccine, and they call the other flu vaccine the placebo. And then the public hears that and they say, well, the rate of injury was the same between the placebo and the vaccine. Therefore, we all assume that the vaccine is safe because placebos don't injure, because they're just inert substances. And then when you realize that the placebo was not a placebo at all, and they call it a placebo, it all kind of unravels from there. And you can see that the public can see then that we've been taken down a road, a religious road, if you will, where we're expected to accept on faith things that they tell us is the result of science. But if it's science at all, it's the science of corruption and the science of fraud.
Right. Now, you've indicated that the internet has played a big part in educating a lot of people who are open-minded enough to recognize what they don't know. Well, a lot of people don't know what they don't know, and so they're not going to
learn
to write. But the internet has allowed people, parents whose children have experienced these adverse reactions, to find each other, to get together, to communicate, and to group together and to form. Well, there's a lot of websites that talk about this. I vaccinated my kids, but which I regret, totally regret. And I think that a lot of people feel that way. But we are obedience trained. When an authority figure, like a teacher, a principal, a doctor, tells us we need this or we need that, we cave in.
Yes, we do. We are taught to follow what the authorities tell us to do, and we are taught that the CDC is a pure and virtuous agency that would never hurt our kids. And we've been taught fear. We've been taught that if we don't vaccinate, that we can expect our kids to drop dead. We hear terrible stories from the vaxxed team as they go around the country. A few examples. There was a couple that was interviewed by Polly Tommy, and this couple said that their preemie baby, sick preemie baby, was lying there, and the doctor said, if you do not vaccinate your child, you are signing your child's death certificate. And that is a horrible burden to place on parents who have already been traumatized because they've got a sick preemie baby lying there in front of them. So with that kind of pressure, we've all been taught to ask our doctors and only your doctor knows and all this BS. When they hear that, they say, okay, roll up my kid's sleeve, let's vaccinate the heck out of him. And in fact, in that case, they did end up signing the kid's death certificate because they vaccinated him. And this is appalling. One, it's appalling because doctors have been taught that it's their job to persuade or actually threaten or intimidate, coerce parents to vaccinate their kids. And that is not really true. A doctor's job is never to perform a medical procedure on another person. The doctor's job is to provide informed consent.
Right.
And they have not, they've forgotten that. They're not allowed to even consider that as being their job. They think it's their job to vaccinate other people's kids. And it's not. And that paradigm in and of itself is abusive. And until doctors can recognize that it is not their job to do anything to anybody else or anybody else's kids, their job is to be there to provide information, the pros and the cons, and then let those people decide what they want to do. That's what modern medicine is supposed to be. Forgive my feeble mind here. I was saying that's a problem. And then the other problem is that it'll come back to me later. But
I have feeble-mindedness all the time. Don't worry about it.
If I had your kind of feeble-mindedness, I would be in good shape.
Well, thank you. Medical education has been changed dramatically. It actually changed, and you brought this up with the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie, and they put a lot of their money into changing the entire concept of medical education back in, I guess it came out with the Flexner Report in 1909 or something. But there used to be choices, even more recently, you have the pharmaceutical industry actually providing continuous education to the doctors and actually teaching in the medical schools.
Yes. Yes, and so you've got doctors who can't possibly provide informed consent because they've never been informed by anyone other than the pharmaceutical industry. And then they find the doctors who find themselves waking up to the terrible situation that they're in, it becomes all that much more terrible for them because they've got $200,000 worth of debt from medical school. They've got all this reputation and prestige and status and the hopes of an amazing life on top of the world where they're going to retire and travel the world. And then they realize that they've been sold down the river and that they are legal drug pushers. And that what they are doing is, in fact, masking symptoms, or sometimes with vaccines, they're creating new symptoms. And they have to say, am I going to speak up about this and put my job at risk and have to go flip hamburgers somewhere? Or am I going to just buckle down and keep my mouth shut and submit to the tyranny and be complicit in the tyranny year after year after year? I quoted people in my book, including Dr. Nick Delgado, who said just a few months ago in a panel discussion, he said that he had interviewed 500 doctors over the last 3 years, and he said whether they would be willing to speak up publicly about their belief about vaccines. And they said, no, we can't speak about it publicly. We can only speak about it off record because the cost of speaking up was too high for them. So we've got to, when you talk about fear And when you talk about people not being able to speak the truth, you know then that those are key words that let us know that we're talking about abuse. We're talking about a system that's built on abuse and violence. And these doctors are brought into medical school believing that they're going to heal people, and then they're beat down through the rigors of the medical training and the competition and the long hours, the rounds, and everything that they do, having to submit to the tyranny of some of their teachers and university professors and whatnot, and then the first day on the job they have to go in and vaccinate a newborn baby with a Hep B vaccine, which is for a disease that you don't get until you're into your teens at the earliest. And they have to do a whole lot of compartmentalizing and to try to make sense of that. You've got a mom there that's saying, now tell me again why my kid needs this vaccine. And the doctors really have to work hard to bury the truth from themselves, because if they allow themselves to learn the truth in that situation, everything that they've worked for the last decade or maybe two goes up in a heartbeat. And few human beings have the capacity to let go of that sort of an investment. And so they will, like anybody does who's converted to a religion, they're going to seek out the information that confirms their belief in that religion, and they're going to stay away from information that would destroy their faith in that religion. And so for the most part, you've got a situation where parents now are investigating vaccines with more intellectual integrity than doctors, because the parents are not concerned about losing their jobs. They're concerned about whether the vaccines are going to destroy their children. And so they go after the information. And some people say that, if you've studied vaccines more than 2 hours, you've studied them more than doctors have studied them, which is really appalling. But doctors get very little training in the problems associated with vaccines, the ingredients in vaccines, the side effects of vaccines. And I shouldn't use the word side effect. Those are unintended adverse events. There's nothing side about them.
Right.
But the doctors don't get training in any of that. And so you've got parents that show up and they say, what about this? What about this? What about this? And then you've got doctors' pride and ego that gets stomped on because they're the doctors. And doctors have been taught to believe that because they're the doctors, the parents should do what the doctors tell them to do. And when the doctors don't, or when the parents don't, then you've got a situation nowadays where doctors can actually define these parents as mentally ill, and they can actually say that parents who are not vaccinating their kids are committing child abuse. And
right.
And this is written into hospital policy. Hospital policies now read that vaccination is an essential form of taking care of your children, of child raising. And if parents are not doing that, they are committing child abuse. And I want to explore this concept a little bit. I diagnose mental illness in my practice. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I diagnose mental illness every day. So there's some power associated with being able to be in that chair and be able to look at another person and look at what they do or don't do and then declare them to be mentally ill or deficient as parents. And for a whole institution to be able to say to parents that if you don't vaccinate your kids, you are committing child abuse, to me, the irony here is that vaccination is a form of child abuse. And let me explain just a little bit. We all know, or people that know anything about this subject, know that William Thompson and his colleagues met in a room in the CDC with a garbage can, and they threw away the data that revealed that African-American boys were at a greater risk of autism when they got the MMR vaccine on time, and that all children, regardless of race, were up to 7 times greater risk of getting autism, something called isolated autism, when they got the MMR vaccine on time versus if they got it after 3 years of age. that information was garbaged. It was chucked in the can, and the CDC pretended that it didn't exist, and they went on and published the results that were published in Pediatric, which then influenced the omnibus autism hearing, which denied 5,000 parents of getting compensation for their vaccine injured children. So there's that. We've got the abuse that took place there, which is blatant abuse of well, it's just plain wrong. It was fraud, and it's a felony fraud sort of thing. And then you've got, on the other hand, you've got the mumps vaccine, which is another component of the MMR, and we know from the mumps the Merck whistleblowers that the mumps, the scientists that were working on the efficacy of the mumps vaccine actually staged or faked the efficacy. They actually introduced rabbit's blood into the experiment in order to give the impression that the mumps vaccine was more effective than it really was. So you got two things there. Go ahead.
We do have to cut to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Brett Wilcox. He is the author of Jabbed, How the Vaccine Industry, Medical Establishment, and Government Stick It to You and Your Family. His website is runningthecountry.com. com, and you were talking about the mumps and the fake science behind it and what they did. I mean, rabbit blood. So please continue.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was talking about the concept of abuse, and I want to talk about, you know, who is really mentally ill here when you've got entire systems and doctors that can declare parents who do not vaccinate their kids, they can declare them as being child abusers. If in the new DSM-5, that's the latest edition of the DSM, there are a ton of things that you can diagnose people for, and it's very hard anymore to not be diagnosable with some aspect of what you are, because we've gone so far that being human is a form of mental illness, and you can find that some aspect of the way you are would get a diagnosis nowadays. But what you will find in the DSM is a lot of information on OCD, and that includes the code of hoarding. It's easy to meet the criteria of hoarding when you take a little bit of scraps of this and scraps of that, and you build piles of it, and it gets in your way and it clutters your life. And nowadays we have entertaining TV shows that show people who are big hoarders. And what you won't find in the DSM is a diagnosis for people who hoard money. And I think this is really telling, because I think one of the biggest mental illnesses in our modern culture today is people that hoard billions of dollars, and not just hoarding billions of dollars, but those who are willing to do unscrupulous and dangerous and hurtful things in order to get those billions of dollars. And I'm speaking directly about the pharmaceutical industry, which I believe is one of the most corrupt industries on the face of the earth. And when you consider the fact that the MMR vaccine, the measles part, well, the MMR vaccine itself, we know causes autism. The CDC knows that. We know from the Verstraten study that thimerosal causes autism. We know that the mumps vaccine is on the market fraudulently. And then you've got this entire system, this entire medical establishment that says you will vaccinate your kids. And we're talking about all the vaccines. Whatever they tell you you need to get, you need to get it. Even these vaccines that the CDC knows causes these injuries. And so for me, when you think about mental illness, you have to question, who is it that's really mentally ill, and who is it that's really more sick? Is it doctors, or is it their patients? When doctors are mandating medical procedures, vaccines, mandating these procedures for young children, knowing that they were brought to market through fraud. And this becomes government-sponsored fraud and government-sponsored child abuse. And it's the medical establishment-sponsored child abuse, where we're expected to participate in the ritual of vaccines when the big wigs in the industry know that these things were brought to market fraudulently. That's
exactly
sick.
Yes. All righty, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.